The Prime Minister has gone bush today, attending a special summit at Dubbo in western New South Wales. Scott Morrison is outlining plans for Australia's agriculture, fisheries and forestry industry to be worth $100 billion by 2030. Our political reporter Alexandra Beach has been listening in and she joins me now. Alex, run us through the government's plans and just how they're going to boost this industry so it's worth $100 billion in just over a decade's time.
Sally, that 2030 goal is one that's long been pushed by the industry, particularly the National Farmers Federation. And basically, the government went to the election backing the idea. Labor also supports it. And today, Scott Morrison has provided a little bit more detail on how he plans to do that. He's flagged there's going to be a series of announcements over the next year ahead of the next budget. And the government's focus there will be on things like bigger markets, removing more trade barriers, better technology, soil health, pests and weeds. And with so many elements feeding into successfully reaching that goal, he's also used today's summit to pressure Labor over a future drought fund, which would improve resilience of farmers. He says he's going to introduce that legislation to Parliament next week. And we know that Labor still has some concerns about the way the government wants to fund that. So there was that. And also today, Scott Morrison's announced that as part of all this, he'll move to establish a House of Representatives Select Committee to look into those needs of rural and regional economies. Here's a bit of what he had to say about that.
And so the House Select Committee, what I want it to do is actually find those success stories and to have that as an encouragement, because rural Australia is not broken. And I think it's very important that the message from this summit is that the bush is not broken. The bush is surviving and the bush will thrive and the bush will do better because of the collective efforts of everybody who's involved.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking at the Special Rural Summit in Dubbo today. Alex, how feasible is this 2030 goal really?
Well, certainly today the Prime Minister was adamant that it's doable and he says he's determined to see Australia get there. But a sceptic would point out that the closest Australia has ever come to hitting that $100 billion target was 2017 when our farmers grew $64 billion worth of produce. And since then, the drought's really taken a toll. The value of production has fallen for the last 2 years and last year that value was down to $58 billion. Even if the weather is average next year, it's not expected to climb. And a few months ago, ABARES, the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics and Sciences, said that it thought to get to $100 billion by 2030, there would need to be some really tough decisions made in areas like how to attract workers, innovation, water reform, and so on. And the industry's biggest calls have also been for things like a comprehensive national drought policy. There's been no action on that so far, or for a backpacker visa, which the coalition has knocked back. So while this $100 billion figure has been an industry goal for a while, it has industry support, it has bipartisan political support, in many ways it seems to look less feasible by the minute.
Alex, thank you. That's our political reporter, Alexandra Beach.